Mountain View County, Mountain View County Subdivision and Development Appeal Board, SDAB, will hear an appeal of a recent Municipal Planning Commission, MPC, refusal of a subdivision application in the Reed Ranch Rural Neighborhood. At its November meeting, the MPC refused an application to subdivide three lots within an existing 10-acre parcel. The subject land is located along Township Road, TWP. Road, 334, also known as Wimborne Road, approximately 25 kilometers northeast of Olds. The three proposed lots were 1.46 acres, 1.58 acres and 2.28 acres in size within SE 2533284. In its November ruling, Commission cited five reasons for refusal, including the following. The proposal does not comply with the Municipal Government Act, MGA, Section 654, 1, b, as it does not conform to the provisions of the Municipal Development Plan, MDP, Bylaw No. 2020, and the Land Use Bylaw, LUB, No. 1024. The proposal does not comply with the matters related to subdivision and development regulation, including that access to the proposed parcels is intended to be provided through an access easement agreement through proposed lot number 1, which does not meet the standards for accessibility, in accordance with Section 616A of the MGA, Section 9E, and County Standards. The proposal does not meet the requirements for Country Residential District, RCR, parcels or dwelling density requirements according to the LUB, including that three of the proposed lots do not meet the minimum parcel size requirement for Country Residential District, RCR, parcels, the current designation of the parent parcel, minimum 3 acres. In a letter received by the Commission, the applicant said, many purchasers of acreages move to the country and find that the larger acreages are just too much work and last about 3 years or less. I would hope that my potential neighbors and friends will be there for the long term. The applicant and landowner filed the appeal on December 6. The appeal will be heard by the SDAB on January 2 in the county office starting at 1 p.m. Individuals wanting to provide written comment must do so through the SDAB clerk Chris Acheson at the county office by noon on December 26.